Welcome to another AAT podcast on employment taxes matters. This one is about online filing of PAY returns. Employers with 50 or more employees already have to send their employer annual returns online. But for the first time this year, new regulations require all employers with fewer than 50 employees to submit their 2009-10 employer annual returns online. And it's also worth noting there are no more incentive payments to persuade us to do this. It's a statutory requirement. And of course, there will be penalties for failing to file online. I will consider what online filing means, and then I will explain how to set about doing that. Online filing means filing the employer annual pays your returns via the internet or by electronic data interchange, known as EDI. The online filing options that HMRC tell us we can use include the following. First of all, commercial payroll software, where you enter the relevant details into your software package, which then files the necessary forms to HMRC. Secondly, and perhaps the most popular, HMRC's free online return and forms pay-as-you-earn service. This service is available on the HMRC website and is most suited for employers with small numbers of in-year forms to file. So it would seem most appropriate to the new employers that are going to have to file this year. There is also the option of using an agent or a payroll bureau, where the agent or bureau files the returns online on the employer's behalf. And the big one, electronic data interchange, which is generally suited for very large employers. It has a separate registration process and requires more complicated software and telecommunication links. For some employers, online filing will involve a combination of these, usually where the P14s are submitted by the payroll bureau, often using EDI because of the large number of returns that the payroll bureau has to submit for their clients. But then the employer separately submits the P35 on the internet. Our employer clients need to be aware that they are still responsible for the filing, even if they outsource the work to a bureau. The next stage of filing the employer annual pay-as-you-earn returns is to submit the P35, and that will often be done by the employer via the internet, perhaps using HMRC's free software. It is important to remember that online filing does not mean sending the PAY returns to HMRC by email, which some employers have attempted to do in the past. HMRC will not accept that method as satisfying the regulations and will charge penalties for failing to file online.